How does prayer work? Have you ever wondered, how does prayer work? Because on the one hand, the Bible tells us that we need to pray and that prayer changes things. On the other hand, it also claims that God is totally in control over everything, that he's planned everything out. And so if that's the case, why do we need to pray? Let's have a brief think about this. And the first thing to say is that in some sense, at least, prayer does change things. So listen out for the clear cause and effect of prayer. For example, in Jesus' teaching in Luke 11, 9 and 10, Jesus says this, "And I tell you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. And the one who seeks, finds. And to the one who knocks, it will be opened." Or listen out for the cause and effect described in 2 Chronicles 7:14. Listen out for the if then. "If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land." And so prayer changes things. And yet there is more data available in Scripture which leads us to the truth that prayer does change things, yet not in a way that undermines God's sovereignty. Prayer changes things not in the sense that it can twist God's arm and persuade him to do something he wasn't otherwise going to do. Rather, prayer changes things in that it's a necessary part of God acting in certain ways, that if he didn't act in those ways, things would be very different. So another way of saying prayer changes things would be to say God changes things from how they would otherwise have been, and prayer is a necessary part of God acting when he changes things. It's ordained by him as part of the mechanics of how he changes things. And that's why the Bible repeatedly says that prayers are answered when they're in line with God's will and not when they're not. Listen to 1 John 5:14. "And this is the confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us." But sometimes from a human perspective, it does look like prayer did make God change his mind, almost twist his arm. And one of the strongest examples in the Bible of this is Exodus 32:9-11 and verse 14 as well, which says this, "And the Lord said to Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Now therefore let me alone, that my wrath may burn hot against them, and I may consume them, in order that I may make a great nation of you. But Moses implored the Lord his God and said, turn from your burning anger and relent from this disaster against your people. And the Lord relented from the disaster that he had spoken of bringing on his people." And yet we also have verses like Numbers 23:19 and James 1:17, which say clearly that God doesn't change his mind. So which is it? Does God change his mind? Does he relent or not? And the answer is this. The Bible often describes things from a human perspective instead of a divine perspective. It describes what we see rather than the deep reality behind what we see. In other words, it describes the phenomenon rather than the complex truth behind the phenomenon. And when the Bible speaks like that, that's called phenomenological language. That's the Bible speaking phenomenologically. For example, it talks about the sun rising and setting. That's what we see. But the sun doesn't actually rise and set. The sun stays where it is in the sky. No, it only looks to us like it rises and sets because of the earth rotating. We could give lots of other examples too. Well, the Bible in the same way also talks occasionally about prayers changing God's mind. That's what we see. Rather than prayers being a necessary part of God acting in a way that changes things. And in fact, if God ever did truly change his mind and go with some plan B, which human prayers had pushed him into, we'd have a huge problem. And here's why. Not only would verses like Numbers 23:19 and James 1:17 be wrong, which talk about God not changing his mind, but it would also mean that God's will beforehand had been not as good, imperfect, And yet Scripture says that God's will is good, pleasing and perfect, Romans 12:2, and often speaks of God's infinite wisdom and perfect wisdom. And that wouldn't be the case if we could persuade him to change his mind about things. So, prayer is an essential part of how God acts, and it changes things, yet not in such a way as to undermine God's sovereignty. So what? What does this mean for us? Well, it means both that we can be motivated and encouraged to pray, knowing that God uses our prayers very powerfully to change things. They are meaningful. And at the same time, that we can be confident in his perfect control and sovereignty and plan. His plans don't depend precipitously on the wisdom or faithfulness of our prayers. No, it's the opposite. Our prayers depend on him. And our prayers are the means by which he graciously condescends to allow us to play a part in making his perfect prior plans happen. And so we can pray joyfully and still urgently, knowing that he has ordained those prayers and uses them to bring about amazing things.